Hello, this is Harknell.
And this is Onozumi.
And this is the first in our new audio commentary series recorded on March 22nd, 2006. And this one is basically the prehistory of the Onozumi.com webcomic. And we're going to basically be talking about what went into the idea behind the actual comic. So basically, I guess we could start off with Onozumi talking about what her influences were and what prompted her to do the comic as it is today.
Well, I guess I could say my influences were life. Life sucked for me. I was in college at the time I started the comic, and I had grown up in a household with no money, and I had to pay almost my entire way through college. You know, actually, you helped me. Thank you. And that basically made me really depressed, because if you're sitting in a room with students that all have clothing that they bought, like, in the last 5 years, and you're wearing stuff that's, like, 7 to 10 years old, and they can all go out to New York City and party, and you can't even afford the train fare, you start to go a little nuts. And, you know, even when I was a child, I had to figure out ways to entertain myself. You know, I didn't have vacations, so I would draw, you know, what I felt. And I was really into, actually, like, Marvel Comics, X-Men especially. Somehow, this whole art background and incredible poverty led me to do this comic, which is more my reaction to life. And you could even extrapolate it a little bit. And sometimes the really weird comics, they do have a point. If you look at what the news post is, what's going on, and what I drew, you can kind of say, her mental state is this way because of this, and you can really have fun probably analyzing me and why I did it, but there is meaning there, and the meaning is life sucks, and this is how I feel, and this is how I am letting out my anger's not the word for it, but something.
So what basically made you design the characters the way they were? Like, what did you want to do with the way you made everything look?
At first, I heavily identified with the main character. So obviously the red hair that was in the beginning was mine. I had really bright red hair at the time. But the big deal I had was that I wanted it to be... I changed the hair to black because, I mean, well, that is my natural hair color, but I wanted it to be easy to print as well and easy to draw so that I can meet the deadline. But I didn't want it to be... I didn't want to cheapen it. So there's a bit of playing around I did even before the first comic to try to get something that I could do and meet all my deadlines. And I wasn't really sure that I could do this. I didn't think that I would be a comic artist. And I think I convinced myself just by having the pressure of people on the internet watching me was more motivation for me than any art class I ever had to do this right.
Well, we just from a business perspective, we did actually sit down and decide that we were going to set up a business about this. Although, of course, being early on and there not being very many rules with what webcomics were doing or where they were going, we didn't quite know what we were eventually going to do with it, but we did go out, we got the business license, and basically set things up in a fashion that we knew we were going to make a serious go at this. We just, for, you know, whatever reasons, weren't exactly sure at the beginning what that was going to be.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody is really totally sure when they start out. It's a learning experience. And at the time, webcomics weren't as popular as they are now. Penny Arcade and Mega Tokyo and certainly Sluggy Freelance were out there, but I hadn't heard of them. I wasn't a webcomics reader. You know, I vaguely knew that it existed, but I didn't really model my comic after another comic, at least not consciously. People have pointed out similarities to me, and it surprised me. I just got an email this past week saying something was similar, and I was like, I've never heard of them. They thought I did it intentionally.
One of the things that we had in our minds when we started off was something similar to what has occurred in other areas now for music. One of the things that I know that we talked about a lot was wanting to do the webcomic thing, not because it was, you know, a stepping stone someplace else, or just a way of, you know, right now doing this as opposed to what we really wanted to do.
Yeah, I mean, it certainly wasn't, like, I wasn't doing this because I couldn't do anything else. I just finished up working for the Disney Channel on a few projects. So I could have gotten work. I just chose not to.
Yeah, so we, you know, had an idea that we were going to do a webcomic for being a webcomic. And I think that that was a very important decision we made, that we wanted to keep, you know, the control. We didn't want to have to alter anything to suit, you know, some company somewhere. We wanted to basically utilize what we wanted to do to get what we wanted across.
Yeah. Basically, you said it really well. I mean, when I'd worked professionally in animation, they had made us alter so many things, you know, for product placement and stuff like that. And you're never going to see any of that from me. I would rather give you a better comic and a funnier comic and stay more true to what I believe in than dilute it for anything else. It's just, that's why I'm here.
Well, I think that's, you know, a pretty good wrap up of a lot of the beginnings of the comic. Was there anything else you wanted to talk about for stuff that people wouldn't know about, you know, the prehistory area?
I'm sure I'll think of something after we're done recording, but...
Well, we can always add another part onto this as time goes on. But anyway, I wanted to thank people for, you know, taking the time to listen to this. And again, this is Harknell.
And this is Onizumi. And I definitely want to thank all of you. If you've listened through this, thank you so much. And if you're, obviously you're going to our site, we really, truly appreciate this. And I really hope you like this new commentary feature. We're not really, you know, it's new to us too. So please let us know what you think about it. And again, thank you so much for coming to see my work.
Thank you.